Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans. I'm Mikey 1 Minute, and this is the 1 Minute Movie Review Podcast. And this week we're taking on The Terminal List, which is on Amazon Prime Video, starring Chris Pratt. But let's start this off the right way with a bad dad joke. And since this has Chris Pratt in it, we might as well do a Chris Pratt joke, right? Nintendo has explicitly banned Chris Pratt from using method acting for the Mario movie. They warned him that eating shrooms on set is both unprofessional and illegal. Yeah, that's terrible. That's absolutely terrible. And of course, that's a nod to the upcoming Mario movie that he was casted in that made a lot of people very angry about that. But I think people are mad at Chris Pratt for a lot of things. Ironically enough, I'm mad at Chris Pratt for what happened in this series. But let's jump right into it. It is The Terminal List. Like I said, it's on Amazon Prime Video. It's got 8 episodes that are about an hour each, and it feels like it lasts a lot longer than that. It's got a quick casting of Chris Pratt, Constance Wu, and the rating is R. So 60 seconds on the clock for The Terminal List. What's it about? A Navy SEAL is betrayed by just about everyone, and his family pays the price for it. And this, of course, sets him on the path of revenge. Why to watch it? As far as the special ops missions go, The Terminal List perfects it. The friendships he has and the banter is good at times. I did enjoy that they added other people's perspectives as well. For example, the FBI agents and the reporter. Why to skip it? Sadly, this brings nothing new to the table. It's the same old story that has been done to death already. Military elitists are double-crossed and sets them on a path of killing everybody in sight as payback. The dialogue is just so dreadful at parts of it, and Chris Pratt's character is very straightforward and has little character development. He is devoid of all emotions. The biggest thing that this series makes a mistake in is that they don't let Chris Pratt be Chris Pratt. He has charisma. He's charming. He's a funny guy. I know you don't want the funny aspect in this series, but you can just let Chris be Chris. This one, they took all his personality out of it. They took every part of what Chris Pratt is and what people love about him, and they threw it away, and it showed in the end product. Rating out of 10. I struggled to get through this one. I really did. That being said, they had a couple parts that I really hated, followed up by parts that I really, really loved. That being said, I'm going right down the middle. Going a 5.0 on this one. What did you see of The Terminal List? Were you able to get through it? What did you like about it? Do you agree with me about what Chris Pratt could have done differently in this series? Give me that feedback at OMMRpodcast on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, or email me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to go to 1MinuteMovieReviews.com, leave a like on the post, or you can listen to all the episodes there and find out some other information. Thanks for listening. Please share me with a friend. It's the only way to truly grow the podcast from there. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you can spend it with me as we watch The Terminal List, and it makes us feel terminally ill as a result. Wait, what?